guests in on behalf of the Van Andel Institute on a regular basis, talking about their doings, their happenings, and maybe their discoveries. Today, stepping up to the plate, Dr. Kevin Maupin. November, Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month. Every month, certainly an important month, yet November key here. We want to revisit your findings from earlier this year, a new combination blood test and more. Dr. Maupin, welcome to the morning show.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
You're quite welcome. And let's talk first of all about you. I'll do a more formal introduction. Postdoctoral fellow at Van Andel Institute in the lab of Dr. Brian Hobb. And I know earlier in the year, the Hobb Laboratory, did publish findings that a new combination blood test for pancreatic cancer screening may help doctors detect the disease. We'll have you continue the conversation. But when did you know you wanted to go into research?
I discovered I wanted to go into research actually a little bit later than most people. I was probably 25. Okay. I actually had a bachelor's degree in psychology first. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be a special effects makeup artist originally. But I ended up interviewing programs out there, reconsidered my career path, and enrolled in Grand Valley State University in Allendale to start my science path.
You know, there's lots of theater in the area. You can still do special effects, I'm sure, on the side, if that's still part of the passion. And then, obviously, the career took off.
Yes, it did. Classes went really well. I actually started as a student intern in Brian Hobb's lab while I was at Grand Valley, and did that for about 3.5 years before I joined the grad school there.
Well, here you are talking about your practice in the laboratory of Dr. Brian Hobb. You work to understand how modified protein structures change during the progression of pancreatic cancer and whether they can be useful in improving detection of the cancer. I'll just ask, start with a blunt question. How serious is pancreatic cancer?
Pancreatic cancer is very serious. Well, it's pretty uncommon to be diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. The probability is about 1 in 64 to 1 in 100 people will be diagnosed in their lifetime. The problem is there's late diagnosis typically, and this results in pretty poor survival rates. You know, if you're diagnosed early in the disease, there can be curative surgery. But that's about 35% of people who are diagnosed early will survive past 5 years.
Thank you for that reality. It's important, to my notes tell me, we develop a new indicator for pancreatic cancer. What is this and why is this?
So the proper treatment and management of cancer begins with reliable detection and diagnosis of the disease. Mm-hmm. This is particularly challenging for pancreatic cancer due to the location of the pancreas, which is inside your body. So you can neither see nor feel a lump developing, as you can with many of the other cancers that you get on the surface of your body. The symptoms themselves are very vague. Might be lower pain or back, or pain in the lower back, as well as indigestion, weight loss, loss of appetite. And the current clinical blood marker, CA19-9, it only picks up about 40% of cancer patients compared to people who have benign conditions. So this means that it can be months from the onset of symptoms before a patient is correctly identified with pancreatic cancer. So improving the early diagnosis of patients with pancreatic cancer would lead to better patient outcomes because the clinicians will be able to identify and attack this disease before the cancer has had an opportunity to progress and metastasize.
So what is the new approach to pancreatic cancer diagnosis that was announced by the Institute back in January 2019?
So the current clinical blood marker, known as CA19-9, was discovered 40 years ago, and no one has made any improvements in that amount of time. So it's been very hard to find a new, better biomarker. What CA19-9 does is it detects a specific sugar structure that pancreatic cancer cells often use to decorate their proteins. Whether this particular sugar structure has a functional role in pancreatic cancer isn't entirely clear. However, because tumors often have abnormal blood vessels, these sugar-coated proteins tend to leak into the bloodstream, whereupon we can capture these molecules and quantify them using a minimally invasive blood test. Our new test incorporates the detection of an additional sugar structure that we call STRA for sialated tumor-related antigen, which is obviously a complicated term, so we'll stick with STRA. We found that by measuring a combination of both STRA and CA19-9 levels, that we were able to significantly improve our ability to distinguish pancreatic cancer patients from both healthy individuals and patients with other benign conditions. And using a high specificity cutoff, this allows us to avoid misclassifying patients who have a benign disease that is not pancreatic cancer. We're able to distinguish nearly 70% of pancreatic cancer patients with the combination, and that's nearly twice as many as CA19-9 alone.
Yeah, I like that number. Dr. Kevin Maupin with us, postdoctoral fellow at Van Andel Institute in the laboratory of Dr. Brian Hobb. Tell me about the implications the combination blood test has not only for pancreatic cancer detection, but also patient treatment then.
So this greatly improved detection rate offered by the combined use of STR and CA19-9 makes this approach a viable option for screening and early intervention, particularly in people who have a higher risk for developing the disease. These include people with a family history of pancreatic cancer, pancreatic cysts, chronic pancreatitis, as well as individuals diagnosed with type 2 diabetes later in life. This is turning out to possibly be a symptom of pancreatic cancer. Our current studies also just suggest that the pancreatic cancer cells that express CA19-9 are more sensitive to the chemotherapies that are used clinically to treat pancreatic cancer than the cells that express STRA. So therefore, our new test may actually help in predicting how well a patient is likely to respond to a given therapy or whether more aggressive treatment options should be pursued earlier.
How close is the new test to being used clinically then?
While we're still in the early developmental processes, initial experiments with one of the local clinical diagnostic laboratories here in Grand Rapids, these initial experiments have been performed to ensure that that lab is capable of repeating our test, and those have been looking successful. So in January, we'll begin our clinical validation experiments with them, and those will last for about 1.5 years. And assuming that all goes well and the combined STRA and CA19-9 test continues to surpass CA19-9 alone, then we'll take further steps to make the test available for widespread use. Our goal is to save as many lives as we can, and we're working really hard to achieve this goal as rapidly as we can.
I like what you do?
I do like what I do. It's fun. It's something new almost every day, new challenge.
Great. Well, we give you the challenge of certainly detecting cancer, finding that opportunity to do that as soon as possible. Dr. Kevin Maupin, how do we find out more information?
If you would like some more information, you can visit our institute's website at vai.org.